caller today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But with ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology, you can find the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Eli Lilly, the makers of the weight loss drug Zepbound, says it's moving to direct purchase for customers, bypassing insurance. The drug, which is normally offered in an auto-injector form, will now come in a vial, which allows users to inject it themselves. CEO David Ricks telling GMA it cuts overhead costs and reduces the cost to consumers.
We're working to build more supply, but in the meantime, we can now release these vial forms that are of both our 2.5 and 5 milligram dose that are going to be more available and at a lower price.
Israel's military says it rescued a 52-year-old hostage alive in the tunnel network of Gaza. He was held hostage for 320 days by Hamas. In Atlanta, 2 people killed and a third injured seriously at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility at Hartsford Jackson International. The man who built Barnes & Noble into the powerful bookseller has died. Leonard Riggio transformed the publishing industry. He was 83. This is ABC News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan touching down in Beijing for 3 days of meetings with his Chinese counterpart. It's the first meetings in a number of years.
This is the first visit by a U.S. National Security Advisor to the Chinese capital in 8 years. And over the next few days, both sides are expected to talk through the thorny issues vexing U.S.-China relations.
We are working to ensure the competition does not veer into conflict, and that we find ways to work together where our interests align.
Sullivan is expected to raise concerns over China's continued support of Russia's defense industry, as well as convey the Biden administration's position on growing tensions in the South China Sea and over Taiwan. Carson Yu, ABC News, Hong Kong.
A judge in Las Vegas says the former Los Angeles gang leader accused of killing hip-hop star Tupac Shakur will not be released on bond. And police in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, warning residents to be on alert for an aggressive water buffalo. Officials say the initial tranquilizing efforts did not work. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Both members of the Republican presidential ticket will be back in Wisconsin this week.
Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is set to speak Wednesday in De Pere. It will be his fourth visit to the key battleground state in August alone. Vance is expected to talk about the economy, inflation, and energy. Vance's previous stops include Kenosha last week. On the same day, Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Milwaukee. In his first trip to Wisconsin since the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse on Thursday. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Nine juveniles from the Reedsburg area are accused of harassing members of the Amish community. They've been cited for disorderly conduct following an investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. Deputies made contact with the suspect vehicle while conducting extra patrols in the rural Reedsburg area earlier this month due to multiple reports of harassment of members of the Amish community. No information on what specifically the juveniles did has been released, but Sheriff Chip Meister confirms it's related to the Reedsburg area high school football team. The team's first two games of the season were canceled due to conduct by some players. The Northwoods community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials.
WXPR reports the town of Lac des Flambeaux and the tribe of Lac des Flambeaux have been in discussions for over a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on their reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders have demanded the town pay easements that have been neglected for over a decade. The town held a meeting last week with elected officials while it tries to broker a $1.8 million deal with the tribe that would secure easements for 50 years. The tribe is asking for $10 million. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rounds of showers and thunderstorms will continue to roll through the area today, with some of them potentially on the strong to severe side of things, bringing possible hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, we'll still see spots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 78 degrees.
Morning Wheat posted solid gains. Beans were higher too, with bean meal higher and bean oil turning lower after mid-morning. It was a strong day in the livestock trade, with live cattle leading the way to the upside. But you know what? Lean hogs posted a really nice rally again today.
Supply in Thayer, Missouri, via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we're talking cattle with Chris Swift from Swift Trading Company. Later, Dr. Tim Parks joins, and directly following the news, Brian Split from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right. Okay. Hey, Davis, how's it going, buddy? Everything okay?
Dude, you are parked right in the middle of a hub of activity right now. I'm looking at the town of Thayer on Google Earth. The BNSF Railway runs right through there. I'm looking at a beauty shop. You and Joe can maybe go get a facial when you're done here. Post office isn't far. You can mail a letter. The Thayer Library.
Okay. All right.
Blooms the flower station. You could get some flowers for the missus for the trip back.
Can you spot the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply?
I have not located it just yet. No, I'm not convinced it exists. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is this an elaborate ruse?
They have existed for 50 years, started in 1974, and today is Merc Day at the Thayer location. So here we are. Here we are.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Glad that you are here. Plus signs in most of the grain markets. The soybean oil trade is the exception there. We had feeder cattle higher. We had live cattle higher. We had lean hogs higher. Cotton did cotton things.
That's all right. Yeah,
slipped to the downside. But it was really kind of a corn and wheat day. They both bounced off of either a new contract low or matched a contract low and bounced. Uh-huh. The ability... I don't know if it's the ability to rally or if it's an ability to reject that lower trade. I think that's probably what's more impressive. Well, we'll talk to Brian. We'll talk to Brian Split about that coming up here in just a little bit. And, of course, we will dive deep into what is happening in this cattle trade. Chris Swift from Swift Trading Company coming up. And through the course of the show, we're going to have a couple of conversations with Dr. Tim Parks, who is with Merck Animal Health. All right, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, Chip, after starting mostly steady and dipping to a new contract low, December soft red winter wheat futures recovered to close above resistance at yesterday's high of 506. The upside key reversal in December SRW wheat sets the stage for a move back to the top of the sideways trading range near 550. Spring wheat futures were also higher, but gains lagged the winter wheat markets. USDA reported spring wheat crop conditions were lower in the weekend of August 25, and that spring wheat harvest has reached 51% complete. December HRW wheat futures today, 9.5 cents higher at 946.75. December SRW wheat up 10.5 cents to 535.5. December spring wheat closed at 574.25. That's up 6.25 cents, Chip.
Yeah, the fight between Russia and Ukraine is not getting any less intense.
No.
And we still can't put any geopolitical premium into this wheat market. I mean, when you look at it, and SRW futures had a $4 handle on the close yesterday. Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. Yep. Well, USDA this morning reported a U.S. corn export sale of nearly 128,000 metric tons for delivery to Mexico in the 24-25 marketing year. The condition of the corn crop deteriorated to 65% good to excellent, 13% poor to very poor. That dropped the pro farmer crop condition rating to the lowest point of the year. Heat covering the Corn Belt today will add late season stress to the corn crop and potentially end the growing season in some of the drier areas. December corn futures double bottomed this week at 385, and today's close above resistance at yesterday's high should generate upside momentum for a test of resistance at 403. September corn futures 5.25 cents higher today, 367.25. December corn up 6.25 to 392.75. March corn futures closed at 411.5. That's up 6.25 cents, Chip.
Like I said, it was a good bounce in December corn today. It had to bounce off that 385.
Yep. USDA rates 67% of the bean crop in good to excellent condition, with 9% rated poor to very poor. The Pro Farmer Crop Condition Index for soybeans weekend at August 25 fell to the lowest rating of the season. Strength in bean futures were capped by the pullback in soybean oil futures. December bean oil posted a mid-range open and a low-range close while posting an inside trading day. November beans posted a low-range open and a high-range close and settled at the highest level since August 9, which was also, Chip, the last time November beans closed above 10 bucks. September beans were 7.75 cents higher, but 967.5. Novi beans up 5.75 cents to 986.5. January beans closed at 10.03.5. That's up 5.25 today.
That opens some upside potential in the bean market. I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, December cotton today was 28 points lower at 69.98. On your livestock's October fat cattle followed yesterday's upside reversal with a slightly lower open on session lows and a high range close above resistance at yesterday's high. October fats 242.5 higher, 179.40. September feeders 57.5 higher, but 241.92.5. And on the snout side, October lean hog futures posted an upside reversal with a low range open and a high range close. Today's close was the highest since June 3rd. October hogs today 167.5 higher at 82.07.5. December contract up 95 cents. 71.65, Chip.
Yeah, that hog market is doing some work. There's no question about it. Thank you, Davis.
Yep.
Let's bring in Brian Split, agmarket.net. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, Chip, what's going on?
Talk to me about corn. What's happening?
Yeah, so it's nice that we're higher today. We have to realize that the pattern in corn right now is it makes a new contract low by about a nickel, and then it bounces 10 to 15 cents. We've done that numerous times, and frankly, the last 5 weeks, we've done it on a Monday. Today, we did it. It was a Tuesday that we did it. So let's think about why that might be. When we get commitment of trader data on Friday, it's as of Tuesday's close. So the funds have been in a habit of doing some short covering early in the week prior to that data being current. And that makes them a little bit less short every time these commitment of trader data levels come out. And we're still going lower despite fund short covering, and that's a product of what's happening in the cash market. So resistance, the downtrend for the month comes in right at the 20-day moving average tomorrow, around 397.5 or so. It's going to be a key area to watch. We have not been able to get through the 20-day all month long. As far as beans go, we closed above last week's high, so that's good. Maybe we get some additional technical short covering, but we've got a downtrend that's been in place since May 28th. That downtrend comes in today at about 10.03, so maybe around 10 bucks tomorrow. And that's been the pattern here. I mean, we had a break in beans that was about a buck from July 5th to July 18th.
Yep.
We just had a high on August 5th that was almost a dollar. It was a dollar in September. It's from August 5th to August 16th. So almost the same time frame, almost the same break. So we should bounce. That's what we should do within this bear market. In order to say that we've bottomed, we have to take out some resistance. We haven't done that yet. It's one day of buying off of new contract lows in corn. Again, one day of buying in wheat off of contract lows. We got to the low end of the channel in wheat, so it seems like that is due for a bit of a bounce too. But I don't think that we've seen enough out of this market just in one day to say that we've made the lows.
All right. Good stuff, Brian. Yeah, markets have got to prove that they're done going down before we can turn around and go back to the upside, and there's still some work to do there. Thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Sounds good.
All right. You know what? I missed mentioning this, and I should, Davis. The brisket out of Roscoe T's barbecue truck was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Missouri knows how to do it, baby.
Uh-huh. Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company from Murphy, up next.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations, so it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews, and that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series, it's never ending, we need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
My name is Grant Bell. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Sullivan, Indiana. Becoming a Sweetwater Technologies franchise partner has allowed me to return to the home farm and diversify my income source. Drones are the future, and they really are a solid agronomic endeavor. And we're flying at 28 feet per second, getting a nice uniform swath across your field, really blowing down that product into the canopy. We're having great success this summer, and I'm really excited to see where things go. Apply today to become a partner at SweetwaterTechnologies.com.
It's time to cut costs. Your Meristem dealer has the keys. Unlock the NPK you already own with new, improved Excavator AMS powered by Microbialize technology. Excavator AMS is the first and only all-in-one nutrient release and residue breakdown product with built-in nitrogen, surfactants, and water conditioner. Take cost out of your fertilizer and adjuvant spend now. Unlock nutrition faster with Excavator AMS. Learn more and find a dealer at MeristemAg.com. Always more bushels for less.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
The truth is hard to come by these days unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We are at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It is Merc Day here at Hirsch Feed. Keep in mind, if you stop in today, get in here today in Thayer, Missouri, and you can get 10% off of your Merc animal health products. With that in mind, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us right now, we have Dr. Tim Parks. He is the U.S. Cattle Technical Services veterinarian. Tim, how's things going here today?
Wonderful. Wonderful afternoon.
Yes, excellent. It's hot. Hot, that's for sure, isn't it?
It's hot as can be out there. Yeah. Humidity's there. It's
yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about preconditioning calves, okay? Get us started on the conversation. We'll finish it up at the end.
All right, we're getting ready to start marketing calves.
Mm-hmm.
Merck's had the opportunity over the last several years to work with some of our video auctions. Look at what do buyers want. Preconditioning mm-hmm. still jumps to the top. There's added value in it. They like to have cattle that have been prepared for what's coming next. And looks like this year, I mean, the feeds are favorable for us. I think we have a lot of people that'll wean some. The cattle market's hanging in there, and people may move right off the cow, but the opportunity to get these calves ready so they do succeed when the new people get them is critical.
I was going to say, what is the goal when you're preconditioning these calves? What exactly are you trying to get them ready for?
All we want to do is set them up so when they leave, they're prepared for the bugs they're going to come in contact with. We know it's going to happen. There's going to be a commingle situation at some point in time. We've got to get them ready to where if they do come in contact with it, they're better able to fight it off. If they do get sick, they're better able to respond to treatment.
All right. So a preconditioned calf, you said they're worth more. What kind of studies have we got to show that they're pulling more dollars at the sale barn?
We've had the opportunity. We've worked through data sets through Kansas State University as well as Superior Livestock. And that over the last 10 years, the value's been there. This past year, it was about $7.60 a hundred.
Seriously?
On 45-day wean cattle that have been set up and are ready to just go on and perform for people.
Wean preconditioned. They're going to handle the shipping. They're going to get in the feed yard. They're going to perform for that guy. Very cool. Very cool. Tim, we'll talk more about it at the end of the show, okay? Where can listeners go for more information on Merck?
MerckAnimalHealth.com, the cattle sector.
Beautiful. Thank you. That is Dr. Tim Parks, U.S. Cattle Technical Services veterinarian. Like I said, he will be with us again at the end of the show. Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company. It's good to talk to you, buddy. How are you?
Chip, I'm doing great, sir. Really do appreciate you having me on today.
Well, you know, it's kind of an important time that we've got going in this cattle trade right now. Give me your overall impression.
Well, it's kind of interesting. The last time we talked, we discussed about the agenda that was taking place and the rationing of beef. And we've continued that because today we were still at $316 and change for box beef. That's keeping the retail prices very, very high. And then the agenda has now brought more beef into the United States through imports, exporting a whole lot less, and then continuing to explore the dairy beef cross, which has now been humming into the background for about a year and a half. And we're going to start seeing more and more of that slaughter capacity coming up within probably the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Boy, for an opening statement, there's lots to go back on there. Talk to me about the dairy beef cross calves.
All right, so what we're seeing right now, there is a new fully encircled, encapsulated, vertically integrated feeding capacity by black shirt feeders. And by the end of this year, they'll be feeding 50,000 head. In the next 3 years, they will have a total capacity of 150,000 head, with most of it under shelter and on concrete floors. The efficiency of not having to trade that beef cow 3 to 4 different times for each person to want to profit by is a phenomenal feat. So yeah. Now what we're seeing is closed in loop where the entity makes all the profits instead of individuals wanting to own and raise that cattle for how many ever hundreds of pounds that they put on them. with that, we put those cattle in a whole lot lighter. So a lot of times we're going to see the cattle on feed skewed with a lot of really small cattle. That may stay that way for the next probably 6 to 8 months, but after that, we're going to start seeing consistency in the slaughter pace of those dairy beef cross.
What do you think of a black shirt? What, I mean, is this a step in the right direction for the industry?
Well, we have to look at two different things. Is it for the consumer or is it for the industry? And for the consumer, it's the best thing possible. Anytime you bring efficiency into production, it's going to benefit the consumer through a lower price. Does it help the cow-calf producer? We just got through doing a video that we explored that, and it's on our website right now at swifttradingco.com. And we've looked at that, and what is it going to do? And what we're thinking is that over the next probably 2 years, we're going to find a very sweet spot in which beef producers are going to expand. We have better hay production. We have increased pasture conditions. And more likely than not, we'll see some expansion start in 25. If you count out 12 months from that, then you're going to have a calf crop. And in 12 more months, you're going to have cattle that are now on the beef floor ready for processing. So in less than 2 years, as this beef dairy continues, you're going to wind up with a whole new crop of calves out there. And if you think about what's the most interesting, the unintended consequence of it is we're kind of seemingly holding back some of these older dairy heifers, impregnating them with a beef semen, going to get a beef steer out of that. But what have we done? We have now started to slow milk production a little bit. And we've noticed the last several months, we've seen milk prices start to soar.
Yeah, they are definitely going up. In order to get the expansion going in the beef herd, we got to make that female, that heifer calf, worth more on pasture than she is in the feed yard. That's not the case right now, is it?
No, and it's not going to be for quite a while. You're going to consistently see this high price attract more and more cattle to slaughter than you are holding them back. Now, we've seen about an 8% decline in feeder cattle prices via the CME index over the last 6 weeks now. That really hasn't done much to incentivize anyone to want to do anything. I think if you wait later on into the year, we could see more price declines in this market, and that might give them a better starting point sometime around January, February of next year than what they have right now.
Okay, some declines in this market. So this, if we do see a late year or early year, I guess, a winter rally, might that start from?
Probably from about the levels that we saw in December of 23. Okay. I think we're probably going to move down quite a bit in price from here. What we're doing right now is we are creating a top. We've got enormous volatility, and we have changed basis from a very big negative basis that was greatly beneficial to producers to market into the future at significantly higher prices. Today, that has gone just stark backwards to positive basis, where now there's not a price out there any higher than today. If you're going to sell cattle at the highest price, you got to sell it today. If you want to buy cattle, the cattle feeder has now become in a much more prone position. They can look out into the future and say, I can buy cattle for cheaper in the future than I've ever been able to today. So those type of aspects have changed, and they're calling a top. They're saying this is the top of the market because you've already seen an enormous change in basis. And now you're going to see this next change in basis here, which is a positive. What are we going to do? We're going to try to get as close to that cash market as we probably can, and then they'll probably slip back away again. So I think it very unlikely that we see a futures trader want to assume the cattle feeder's risk for a premium.
Right. Right. Okay. You mentioned the incentives to move cattle. The northern feeders are as current as can be. I don't think there's any question. What about the southern guys?
Well, you know, there's not really a great deal of change between the two right there. They trade a little bit lower cash market in the South than what they do in the North. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I really don't think there's much difference at all. We know we got a lot more cattle in the South than what we do in the North.
Yeah.
As far as quality goes, we're grading 80 to 85% choice on everything under the sun. So,
can you believe that?
It's incredible. I mean, it truly is. It's a great testament to our capabilities of how we have been able to produce more and more beef with fewer cattle.
Yeah, yeah. And it shows that the industry can shift and move with the consumer demands that are out there. So let's talk about that demand picture when we come back. Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company, right here on AgriTalk for Monday at Hirsch Feed in Thayer.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one, 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. Where December HRW wheat futures were 9.5 cents higher at 546.75. December SRW wheat up 10.5 cents to 535.5. September corn futures were 5.25 cents higher at 367.25. December corn up 6.25 cents to 392.75. September soybean futures 7.75 cents higher at 967.5. November beans up 5.75 cents to 986.5. December cotton today was 28 points lower at 69.98. On your livestock's October fats, $2.42.5 higher, 179.40. Sept feeders 57.5 higher at 241.92.5. And October lean hog futures today, $1.67.5 higher at 82.07.5. Get more! Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Are you? The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rounds of showers and thunderstorms will continue to roll through the area today, with some of them potentially on the strong to severe side of things, bringing possible hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, we'll still see spots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 78 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and welcome back to Merck Day here at the Thayer, Missouri location of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Really appreciate everything that they're doing down here. And hey, I'll say it again. Roscoe T's barbecue truck out there was more than satisfactory for lunch. All right, let's get back to the conversation with Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company. Chris, before we get to the demand issues, was there anything in last Friday's cattle on feed report that caught your attention?
No, not really, Chip. Okay. We've been able to keep over 11 million head on feed, and although it dipped to 11.1, we haven't seen any kind of changes there. I don't really think you're going to see a whole lot until you get into the November, December time frame. And then we kind of see what prices are like, to whether we keep pushing more cattle into the feed yards or we begin to start finally holding them back.
Okay. All right. The cattle inventory report that we did not get in July, when we did not get it, I was thinking about you, wondering how bad you missed it.
Not at all. You know, okay. We see those numbers, and you will get some people that say, well, there's no way those numbers can be correct, and others think that they're the gospel. We look at it as just another piece of information, because it's now that we know that we can grow cattle bigger, we can actually get beef positive when we are cattle negative, kind of dismays a little bit of the importance of how many cattle there are out there. Now, when you get ready to go into expansion, no doubt, I think you'll start to begin to feel that pinch, but right now, I don't think you're going to.
Okay, so the beef positive, cattle negative. One thing that a lot of cattle guys are looking at right now are the beef imports. What's the situation there?
It's huge. I think both Australia, New Zealand, and some of the South American countries have posted records of exports to the United States. So that's where we're getting a lot of our lean trimmings from to mix with our grind. And something that we've noticed, you asked about the demand before we left. And when you look at the economic reports of durable goods, and today we saw the Red Book, and all of those are still reflecting a very robust economy. But you go down on Main Street and you ask the consumer, and they're still complaining about high fuel prices, high grocery prices, insurance, healthcare. Nothing to them has gone down. So what we look at is the shift from cuts, from the steaks, the roast, to the hamburger meat, which is such a versatile item for so many families and households, that's where most people went to. They wanted to continue to eat beef. They're continuing to eat beef. They just choose to consume it in a different manner.
You know, Chris, I've been thinking about this a lot. And one of the things that triggered my thoughts on this one was they're starting to run some $2.99 a pound for 70/30. You see that special more and more now. That's $3. That's a dollar a burger. If you're making three burgers, three one-third pound burgers from that pound of meat, it's a dollar a burger. When these consumers are getting used to seeing, you know, $14 to $17 hamburgers at the restaurant, all of a sudden a dollar a burger makes a lot of sense.
Well, there's no doubt. And we've seen our restaurant industry, a lot of the same store sales there have gone flat. Mm-hmm. We've seen some of them decline, and we're continually seeing more and more restaurants have to make some kind of issuance. The burger chains are all with the $5 and $6 meals. They're all trying to lure you in there to keep that volume going to them. But yes, it's clearly a whole lot less expensive to eat at home than it is out right now.
Yep, no doubt. So talk to me about the premium cuts, because it seems to me like we're still moving a heck of a lot of that.
We are. And again, we look at the economies. A lot of the businesses are still doing very well when you look at their share prices. And a lot of that's going to boil down to the November timeframe of the rib. Are we going to sell a lot of holiday rib roasts this year? I think probably so. It may not be to the same extent as what we have, but we do know that we have the product on hand, and it's just going to be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. So when it comes to risk management in these, in the live cattle right now or the fat cattle, what are you looking at? What kind of strategies do you like?
So you've changed the basis spreads from negative to positive. So now the best that we can hope for is to push futures up as close to the cash market as we possibly can. And that's what we're looking for. We're not looking necessarily for a time issue or even a price on the cattle. We're looking for when we relieve that tensity of basis. When the basis is stretched out, regardless of whether it's positive or negative, it creates a tendency. It wants to converge back again. So what we're seeing right now is we had a big divergence of basis. It's now gone starkly positive. You're going to see those futures traders try to push that back up to the cash market. And the closer you can allow it to go, I think the better off that you're going to be. But again, I think it's going to be unlikely that the futures traders will want to step up and start offering you premium to market into. We saw what happened to them the last time they did that. The cattle feeders and the backgrounders handed them everything. Here, you take the risk. I don't want it anymore. And we drove prices on the futures down $30 on the feeder cattle and $20 on the fat. That's what happens when you have somebody else that wants to assume your risk for a premium. Somebody's going to give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. So the tools that that you are putting in place right now, are you talking about put options? Are you using LRP? What are you doing?
Well, we primarily use futures and options is what we do. We create strategies for the individual that is trying to, or the individual client that's trying to assess a specific risk. And we will attempt to make sure that they understand that selling calls, buying puts, or vice versa has unlimited risks to them. Once we explain that to them, if you look at trying to achieve that basis spread and get it into a positive factor, once it's close enough, you buy the at-the-money put and you sell an out-of-the-money call.
Yep.
Lowers the premium. That's all the sell of that call does is just lower that premium. But now you're fixed. You have a window, and what you're hoping for is the bottom side of that window gets you really close to that even basis. And that were you to get hit on the call side, now you're able to trade cattle at a negative basis. Now I'm able to trade them for higher than what I could have at the cash market level.
Okay. All right. I like it. Feeder cattle, you got anything different there that you're looking at on risk management?
No difference in the strategies to them, but we're much more egregious in the basis for feeder cattle than what we are. And if you look at how the spreads have gone out, we're the cheapest in January right now and not much higher in March and April. So you have to believe that cattle feeders are thinking somehow or another we're either not going to need as many, or that potentially we're not going to go into expansion and there will be ample, plenty of cattle inventory available in those time frames.
What's the structure of that feeder cattle market telling you right now? Anything, the forward curve?
It's really telling you that we have already topped in the cattle market for this cycle and that we're already starting backwards. And if you're not paying very close attention, you're going to keep these discounts in there and the cash market will fall to the discounts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. What else are you thinking about in this cattle trade?
I'm looking at feed costs. We look at corn.
Oh, sure.
Before the WASDE report came out, we knew we were going to be some acres short. We weren't real sure. 750,000 had been floated around, and sure enough, we came up at 800,000 acres short, drowned out, ponded out, just didn't get planted, whatever the case may be. But they increased the yield by 2 bushels an acre, so one hand washed the other. We sold corn off even lower, but you're getting to levels now with so much on-farm storage capacity, so much elevator capacity, and to some extent, even ethanol capacity there for that corn, you may see people just kind of dry up and say, I'm just not selling at this price. So they don't have to. There's all kinds of abilities for them to market out in the future because there's premium. They've got carry out there that they can use. Mm-hmm. If there were one market to really look for, and this won't be associated with cattle that much, but soybean meal. When you mm-hmm. look for opportunities in pricing, that is one of the best there is out there. It's $175 cheaper than it was this time last year. Yeah. It's $85 a ton cheaper than it was 3 months, 6 months ago. Yeah. And it's about $20 to $30 from 20-year lows down there. And the carry is nothing compared to what it is. It should be at about $16 carry, and I think we're right about $2 to $3 carry right now. If there were a market for pork and poultry producers to really be looking at, that feed cost and having those input costs locked in, knowing what they are, should give you some freedoms to be able to move going forward into the spring of the year, knowing that at least some input costs are locked in. For a cattleman, a cattle feeder, what would be worse is feeding expensive corn to expensive cattle. So maybe some ownership right here going hand to mouth. I yeah. might want to own a little bit more today, find any nook or cranny I can store it into, and then mm-hmm. I don't have to pay the higher price out into the storage. Because what ends up happening is a lot of times we look for that premium in the back months to come down to cash, but more often than not, we find that cash market kind of gravitates back up and meets somewhere in the middle.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Chris, these conversations are valuable, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, Chip. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, sir.
To see that video again, tell us where to go.
Sure. Go to SwiftTradingCo.com or, of course, ShootingTheBull.com.
All right, ShootingTheBull.com, SwiftTradingCo.com. We are at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Thayer, Missouri. It's Merck Day. Get in here. We're going to talk with Dr. Demparks again next.
Retirement? Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Joining me is Matt Essick. He is a agronomy innovation leader at Corteva. Matt, Corteva has always been an innovator in soybeans. Now that Z-Series beans are on the market, tell me about it.
So Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans kind of were launched for the start of the 2024 growing season, and really excited about them. They're bringing about a 2.7 bushel yield advantage over our current A-Series soybeans, which really have been the industry standard for yield. Yeah, so it's pretty exciting to bring that level of yield to the marketplace.
Absolutely. Now, natural resistance to things like soybean cyst, nematode, SDS,
all
very important to producers. How did the Z-series beans stack up on those crop protection issues?
I can't see the clock, but...
Yeah, soybean cyst, nematode, which we battled for several years, and we relied heavily on that PI 88788 source of resistance, and the A-series beans brought us a few Peking beans, and Z-series brings us even more with 13 new varieties that have that Peking source of resistance. So it gives us multiple modes of action that we can fight that pest with.
No,
absolutely. 13 new varieties. How many new varieties are in this offering?
So totally across the board from a wide range of maturities, we've got about 50 new soybean varieties. So it gives us lots of options from north to south, east to west, to be able to help growers conquer some of those acres and provide the highest amount of yield possible. We also brought a real strong improvement in agronomics, about a half a point increase in sudden death syndrome scores, along with a half a point increase in iron porosis, and then about 6/10 of a point increase in the tolerance to white mold. So just lots of good things coming with this set of varieties that the research team has been working on for several years, and finally get to see those come into the field this summer.
Right. Excellent, Matt. Where can we go for more information?
Either talk to a local Pioneer sales rep or visit pioneer.com and look for more information on the Z-Series soybeans.
Do you have a question,
Thank you, Matt. That is Matt Essick, Corteva Agronomy Innovation Leader.
Oh, that was on the
possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start smoking. Screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
Yeah.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back. We are wrapping up coverage from Hearst Meat and Farm Supply in Thayer, Missouri. It is Merc Day. You still got time. Get in here. 10% off of all Merc products, Merc Animal Health products, that you buy at the Thayer location of Hearst Feed and Farm Supply today. Tomorrow, we'll be up in West Plains. You can come up and see us in West Plains, and Merc Day there will have the same deal for you. Okay, let's get back to the conversation with Dr. Tim Parks, U.S. Cattle Technical Services veterinarian. Tim, we were talking about preconditioning. Go over the increase in value on those preconditioned cattle again. We got to drive that point home.
All right. So when we look at where that value comes, it's just in the preparation, so they don't have to worry about a lot of those challenges that they're up against once we commingle them.
Right.
So we've had the opportunity over the last several years to evaluate data coming out of livestock auctions, and as we look at it, with average calf weight being in the mid fives.
Okay.
Basically, we see about a $7.50 per 100 advantage if they're weaned and vaccinated, 45-day wean. The wean is a big part of it. That buyers really like that calf. They know what the bunk is. They know where the water trough is. They're used to living without mom. But on the front side of that, we dewormed them like we talked about earlier today.
Yep.
We had them dewormed. We get the vaccines in them. We prepare them for the respiratory viruses, IBR, BVD, PI3, BRSV. We set them up with those, vaccinate against the clostridials, get them dewormed. And once we get those boosters in, now we've got an animal that's ready for those challenges. We think about average cow herd sizes. You go across the country, I mean, we get states where we've got 40, average cow herd sizes of 40. Takes a lot of those herds to put together a pen of cattle at the feed yard. We're going to have a co-mingle. Perfect time to talk about it. It's just like these kids going back to school.
Yeah,
they've been there for 10.
It. I was
been there for 10 days and we've got kids that probably missed today because they picked up the cold. Same thing happens. We're just doing it on a whole different level when we talk about these cattle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So preconditioning, maybe they haven't even been commingled yet. It's just the stress of getting on a trailer and going to the sale barn and from the sale barn to a feedlot. That can bring on some problems too, can't it?
Yeah, you bet. Anytime we move those animals, the co-mingle is a big part of it, but anytime we transport those animals, we move cattle a lot of distance across the country. So we put some stressors on them. And as we stress them, that immune system, the function can start to decline a little bit.
Yep.
And then we put them into a situation where they come in contact with a bug. And now we've got that opportunity for a disease outbreak to start to occur.
Okay. So, It's got to help with getting those cattle started too. Once they do get to their final destination, where they're going to be fed out. Wait, let me back up a little bit. If we're preconditioning these calves, backgrounding these calves out on grass, is it just as important for those animals?
You bet. Yeah. It doesn't matter if we're backgrounding them on grass or if we're backgrounding them in a dry lot.
Okay.
We get the vaccines in them to where immunologically they're just ready to fight off the bugs we know they're going to come in contact with. We wean them. Now we have those calves have an opportunity to acclimate to the ration,
okay,
the starter ration, acclimate. They're even on grass, we're going to put some feed in front of them. They also have a chance to grow. It's not uncommon to see 2 pounds a day in that weaning time frame. And now we've got an animal.
You might as well get paid for that grass best you can.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
We're going to grow those calves. But then we have an animal. It's physiologically ready to start in that feeding period, and immunologically, it's ready to fight off the bugs that come its way.
Okay, so that preconditioned calf, when it gets in the feedlot, how is it going to perform versus a calf that didn't get the full prep?
Well, where the benefit comes in in the wean. Yeah. It comes in the wean for one, but also just having the immune system ready to fight it off. Mm-hmm. As we put cattle together, there's going to be a disease challenge. At some point in time, they're going to come across it. And if we've prepared those animals through good vaccinations and deworming programs to where they're just in the point that they can handle those stresses, mm-hmm, they're going to fight off that disease process and therefore have better performance early in the stages than a lot of these cattle that haven't had that precondition opportunity.
Outstanding. Outstanding. It's money well spent.
Oh, the buyers appreciate it. It's one of those things that if we know what the buyers want, we can deliver it to them. And these cattle they're performing extremely well anymore. And they're in the yard, feed yard for longer periods of time. We just heard that, you know, we're feeding cattle longer and they're grading better. We got to have an animal that's able to handle that extended duration in some of these time frames.
Yeah. And you never want them to have a bad day.
No, that's the key. We want them to have a good day from the get-go.
Every day you want it to be a good day. I mean, you want low stress. You want that their health meter to be running high each and every day. So you ought to do what you can.
Yeah. You know, I look at it, the cow-calf man we put the genetics into it. We get that calf on the ground. Anything that we can do while that calf's in our care to set it up for success just benefits our operations as well. So it starts early and we just need to make sure they're ready so they can finish out and produce the way we need them to.
Fantastic. www.merck-animal-health-usa.com is the best place to go to get more on what I've been talking about with Dr. Tim Parks from Merck Animal Health. Tim, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. All right, buddy. All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Love it. All right. Hey, I've got time for this. Should we do it, Davis? The National Weather 10-day outlook. We've got below normal. This is for September 2nd through the 6th. We've got below normal temperatures in the central and parts of the western Corn Belt and definitely in the eastern Corn Belt, below normal temperatures, above normal temperatures in the Dakotas and the western three quarters of Nebraska are expected. Below normal precipitation is expected over the entire Corn Belt. You get down into the south and we're starting to look at a trend towards wetter conditions. All right. As I said, we're going to be back at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Missouri. Tomorrow is another Merc Day here on AgriTalk. We got Farmer Forum tomorrow morning, 10 to 6 Central.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine.